Hi, I'm with Lovely Cakes Bakeries, and I'm here to wish you a happy birthday. Okay, did that sound all right? I really don't want to mess it up. I know you think it sounds fine, but pretend for a second that you don't like me. Oh, shut up. It's possible not to like me, I assure you. I know. Look, I really want to get this client to hire me. It's such a huge account. I'd be baking cakes for so many employees. It could launch my career. You understand, right? Okay, let me try again. Hi, I'm with Lovely Cakes. No, wait, that sounds way too enthusiastic. How about hi, I'm with Lovely. That's too deep. I don't know. I know, you're right. I should calm down. I'll try not to put too much pressure on myself. It's hard. Opening a bakery has always been my dream, and I feel like I have to put pressure on myself if it's gonna work. I know you're right, but it's hard to make it not matter when it clearly does. Okay, I'll try for you. I promise. Is there any way to achieve your dreams without driving yourself crazy? Oh, you think so? I guess it does depend on the dream. Maybe if you had a simple enough dream, it would be easy to achieve, so you wouldn't have to put any pressure on yourself. Although I'm not sure if anybody dreams about taking a nap or anything. Wait, no, that's definitely not true. Everybody dreams about taking a nap. Well, except maybe the people who have the opportunity to take naps. I don't know, maybe I should dream smaller too. Maybe opening a bakery was too ambitious. I know, but I have other dreams too. In fact, last night I had a dream that I had to eat all of my bras. And actually, right now that feels more achievable than getting this account. Maybe I should just work to be the best bra eater instead. What? It's not like I'll have to fight anybody for the title. You want to challenge me to a bra eating contest? Why? You're actually willing to eat bras if it'll stop me from closing down my bakery? Wow, that's some dedication. Okay, yeah, I'm insane, and you're officially the best friend in the world. Thank you. Thank you for everything. You're really good at handling my insanity. And you show me far more patience than I deserve. And you're a huge help. Oh, hush, let me compliment you. Nope, complimenting you makes me feel better. And you do want me to feel better, right? I thought so. Here, let me bake you something. No, I want to. You deserve it, and it'll help me relax. I promise it won't stress me out more. Yes, I'm sure. So, what do you want? I can make cookies, pie, brownies, cake balls, danishes. What? No, I'm not hiding Rick Moranis anywhere. What are you talking about? No, I said cake balls, not space balls. Oh, stop it. I clearly said cake balls. Maybe you should just listen better. No, I didn't say space balls. Trust me. I would not offer to make the greatest parody movie of all time. That's a bit beyond my pay grade. Oh, can you name a better parody movie? Okay, Airplane is very good, but I'm not sure it counts as a parody movie. And Spaceballs both predates Scary Movie and has way better jokes. Besides, Spaceballs was one of the first movies we watched together, remember? You kept acting like it was some travesty that I hadn't seen it yet. So, either you think it's some kind of masterpiece, or you just really want an excuse to hang out with me. Although, given that you're blushing now, I'm starting to think it was the second one. Hey, it's okay. I was only teasing. It's fine if you wanted to hang out with me. It's not something you need to feel embarrassed about. We're friends. We're supposed to want to spend time together. That's kind of the point. Anyway, half the reason I love Spaceballs is because I got to see it with you. It was a great night. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not the only reason I enjoy it. That scene where Helmut breaks the fourth wall using a VHS copy of the movie Spaceballs to find Vespa is just hilarious. I think I was practically crying of laughter the first time. Then I think you started laughing because I was laughing. That was such a good afternoon. It was the first of many good afternoons. Yeah, I'm sure we'll have a lot more. Good afternoons, too. At least I hope so. Hey, can I ask you something? It's kind of a weird question. Okay, so let's say we were watching a VHS tape of our relationship. What do you think would happen next? I was just curious. Really? Oh, come on. Okay, how about I answer first? I would want to see myself running into this room after landing that client tomorrow. After I tell you the news, we're both over the moon excited. And I run and hug you, and you catch me in your arms and twirl me around. And then you pull me into a deep, passionate kiss. The kind I can get lost in. It's so tender and sweet and easy. That just for a second the world stops. And I don't care about anything but you and your lips. Anyway, that's my dream. I was wondering if you saw the same thing. You do? Good. I'm glad. Thank you. I don't know what I'm even saying thank you for, but thank you so much for you, for this. It's wonderful.